things be so, and I say that if your lips, which I have loved, should touch another's, and your dear strong fingers clutch his heart as mine in time not far away. If on another's face your sweet hair lay in such a silence as I know, or such great writhing words as uttering over much stand helplessly before the spirit at bay. If this should be, I say, if this should be, you of my heart, send me a little word that I may go unto him and take his hand, saying, accept all happiness from me. Then shall I turn my face and hear one bird sing terribly.